my son who's in town, the one that's your age.
Okay.
And wife and their two kids and everybody came over.
Oh my gosh.
It was so fun because we, you know, we just enjoyed being together in the same room and
wow.
And it was really fun.
Isn't that great?
Yes. So that's what we were doing.
That's so cool. So you did that yesterday?
Yes. Did that yesterday. They were actually here. They came the day before. Well, the two girls came the day before. She came without her kids, the one in Michigan.
Okay.
They had to work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was really enjoyable.
Oh, how cool. Yeah. It's so cool seeing people just hugging each other and saying, you know what? I'm done with the social distancing garbage. I'm done with it.
I told him, I go, I could just sit in this room. And I guess, you know, the whole thing made me appreciate them. You know, I said, I could just sit in this room with you guys. We were in the, you know, just in a small room in the den, all of us together. In fact, Lily, she's four. She put her arms out to all of us and was like, I just like all of you.
So cute, right?
Oh.
That's so cute. Now it's funny because have you seen little kids with masks on? I see parents with their kids and they're like 4 or 5 years old and the kids have masks on. I mean, it's such horrible.
No, Lily's never worn one. And no, I have not seen it. Jay hasn't seen it.
Oh, I'm glad for that. That's great. Oh, how cool.
I realized what I needed to do on my phone, if I want to see you on my phone, when I set an app, I guess all I had to do was put you on my, like you're there. It doesn't have a, you know, like see it if you can see it.
Oh, what is that?
I went to your website.
Okay.
And I hit the, like the button below, like you're gonna, this one.
Okay, right.
I hit that middle one on my phone, slide down, it says add to home screen.
Oh, okay.
Add it to my home screen, and that's all I needed. You know, like, so like when I'm out, I don't have to constantly, like I can just go to that and it goes to your website.
Okay, now when you're on the phone, does this Zoom thing work? And can you do all that on your phone or no?
Well, I'll find out.
Okay.
Because what we'll end up doing, maybe I'll mute this or I don't know if it'll get, we'll get, but I'm going on my phone on our thing. It says member dashboard.
I love your idea about an app. I've been thinking about it. I think that would be such a huge help.
I have a feeling there is a real cost to having an app, though. An app, I don't know, like for you to create an app that where you could go on to a place like Apple or iTunes or App Store and find it.
Yeah.
There might be.
Well, you know, it's difficult because I don't know how, like if someone, I was just trying to think about the logistics of it. Like, so what happens if a member cancels their account, but they still have the app? Does the app interact with the software we use so that if they no longer want access, would they still have access with the app even if they canceled?
Well, you still have to log in. I have to log in on my app.
Okay.
And if that login doesn't work anymore.
Okay, I see.
Which would be the way to do it. Mm-hmm. Now, when I first open mine, I always get Carrie on the top.
Interesting, okay.
And it says, click here to join us live. That's where I got confused.
Oh, okay.
And clicking there is not the member picnic. I had to actually, once I was in here, what did I do? I guess I select a section.
Okay. So I think what's happening is that it's putting that little bit that's sort of like on a desktop. That's like a little ways down. For some reason, it's putting that at the top.
And it's on the top of my desktop too.
Is that right? How bizarre. Okay. Weird. Okay, I've got a lot of work to do, so I'll try to get this working for mobile.
yeah, because it would be great. I bet I could, if I go, I'm going to just see if I can do it, if I can get on.
Yeah, it's funny because the platform we use, they all say that it's mobile friendly, so I don't, but I think something's wrong.
Well, this says live workshops, my dashboard, live work, as you select a set. It doesn't.
Is there a button there that says, who's online? Because maybe I should change that too and just call it the Zoom room.
You should, because no, there isn't.
Okay. Okay.
Well, yeah. So it needs a little work.
Yeah. Just a little bit of work. You know, it's funny because I don't have a cell phone. I have a cell phone that I use. There's no phone on it. I just use it for Instagram and for the radio show. So I never take it with me. I don't call people on it. So I'm not very cell phone savvy. So.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah. Right. But it's not good if you want to access the stuff. So.
No. And we need you to be, we need people to be able to access you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And how are you? How are you guys doing?
I'm great. Yeah.
That's great. It sounds like you had a good time with your family yesterday.
Yep. Are you talking to me still?
Yeah.
I'm living like, you know, we actually had a meeting of the neighborhood board, and some were very weird. Really? So one had a mask on. We were in the driveway, and I didn't come with a mask, and neither did. I mean, I brought one if they needed me to wear one. She said, "No, I'm just wearing one because, you know, I just had some blood drawn, and she's really skittish. You know, she's very nervous." And I said, "That's fine." So we were all at a distance, you know, from each other. I don't know, no, Justin. I don't know what we're in for, but now when you read that Celestine prophecy, you're going to die, because imagine me reading this in the 80s and you read it now and you go, holy, they're talking about the next millennium and how we're going to reduce the population and get more into nature and automated things, and not so, you know, it won't be so, well, it sounds a little more, would be nicer if it really truly ended up this way, where we weren't so into the money thing. There will be no money.
Wow.
But interesting. You got to read it. Gosh.
Wow. Yeah. It's definitely on my list for sure. And I'm going to sign up for that Audible account that you're talking about. I think that would be cool.
Jody, did you also read, The Secret of Shambhala by James Redfield?
Ooh.
That one's really cool.
You know what? I don't know if I did. If I did, it was a long time ago. That sounds familiar.
You remember the other day when I said I read it at least 8 times? It wasn't the Celestine Prophecy. It was The Secret of Shambhala that I liked the best.
Oh, then I gotta read that too.
Yeah, I dug it out and I thought, no, this is the book, because I really got it warm from, but that was years ago too. I gotta read it.
By the way. Your hair looks great, by the way.
I don't have hat hair today. It's raining. It's raining, so I actually washed it. And I got on YouTube to see how to trim my hair, you know, just a little bit. So I was taking the scissors, didn't have my glasses on, and I rammed it up my nose when I was going for my bangs. And I was like, oh, man, that hurt. But I got the little ends off. So I don't have my hat on today, so that's probably why.
That's great.
It looks good.
Thanks.
Hey, I've never met Tina.
Tina, how's it going?
Good. How's it going with you?
Good. Great to see you. I think I just replied to you. Did I just reply to you in the
phone? Yes, you did. I didn't. I'm not savvy with most websites or anything, and I'm just learning. So I finally found the big orange thing that says click here. So okay. I clicked there and found you.
Well, you know what? I was just telling Jody that it's a little confusing because it says who's online.
Correct.
But I guess I should, since it's kind of becoming known as the Zoom room, maybe I'll change the name of that.
Yeah. It would make it easier for us non-savvy people.
Yeah, well, I'm right. not savvy either. And I was just telling Jody, because she was talking about doing an app for the Academy, maybe a better way to access the information. So I think that would be a good idea. But I was telling her, I don't really use a cell phone, so it's challenging for me. So
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so how are you doing, Jody? Or Tina, this is the first time I've sort of gotten to know you.
Yes, I'm doing, I found Dr. Bergman probably 4 years ago, and how I found him was my knees are bad. So okay. I did his little thing where you sit on the table and you hang your knees over the edge with the weights.
Okay.
And I've been doing that for years, and that's how I found him. And then the past 2 years, I've just gotten my husband into it, and we watch a plethora of videos, and we just love what you guys have to say.
That's so great.
So I said, I'm just going to join the Academy and further this.
Dr. Bergman is quite the fireball, isn't he?
He is awesome. We just love listening to him. He's a straight shooter, and that's what we like.
Yeah, he's so great because he's got really good evidence and support and research, and then he's got a good sense of humor, and he's really great in his personable talking and his presentation. He's awesome.
He is. He's great.
Yeah,
you
that's
guys
cool.
Have so much information. It's just so much information. Sometimes you just don't know where to begin.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you just go, I'll click here. Oh, what about this one? Oh, I don't know. And so sometimes it gets a little overwhelming. And so when you're still trying to work and have your life and that kind of stuff, and so you just put it off. So I'm just trying to commit like at least an hour every day in between all of my projects and, we have two businesses and running the businesses. So I'm trying to take an hour to learn every day.
I have a question for you guys because I'm considering this. Someone was asking about being able to download content. And I wonder, like you were talking about, Tina, taking an hour a day. Were you thinking taking an hour watching videos in the Academy or listening to stuff as you're sort of...
Well, you know, to be honest with you, all day long, I play something in the background in my office.
Yeah.
So I'm not always getting the whole thing.
Okay.
But I get a little bits here and there. And sometimes I have my notepad and I'll jot down a note if I'm hearing it. But I am trying to concentrate on my accounting and my bookkeeping. So
okay.
I just usually have it playing in the background. So it gets in there somehow, I guess.
Would it be helpful, do you think, for us to provide audio versions of everything we do so that you could download them?
Most definitely. Because I would play it in my car. Okay. I do that as well because I'm studying, the other thing I'm studying is homeopathy.
Okay.
So what I do is I just pull up the podcast and I've got a 2013 car that has Bluetooth. So I just hook it up and I can drive and listen.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. So if you're on like an Apple iPhone and you download a file, because a podcast, like there's an app for it, because I listen to podcasts all day and when a new one comes out, it automatically shows up.
Okay.
But if you're on an iPhone, can you download, like if we made an audio version of maybe Dr. Bergman's course or Q&A session, can you download that to your iPhone and then play it?
I don't have an iPhone. I have Android.
Okay.
And I don't usually carry it with me because I don't want it on my body. So
smart.
I just usually have it off somewhere, and I have these speakers, and I will just play it so I can hear it wherever I'm at.
Unless I'm in the car. I have the iPhone, and I have YouTube, but I can go walking. If you buy, you see, I had to upgrade my YouTube so that to like YouTube Red or something like that, so that when I walk, I can get away from my Wi-Fi and it'll still play in my you know earphones.
Yes. Okay.
So when I'm walking, so I can listen to some of Dr. Bergman's stuff or listen to whatever's on YouTube, but I'm concerned with the stuff they're taking off of YouTube that I'm not getting what I want to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it would help.
Okay. Well, I'll do that. I'll make audio versions. That would probably be the simplest way for us to do it. Because I figure if people are going to drive around, you know, and do dishes or something and they want to listen, they can't watch anyway. So I'll make the audio version available, I think.
That's great.
Yeah. I think that would be great.
Okay. Yeah, it's concerning. I was telling Jody and Beck a while back about all the censorship going on. And That's why we're going all the way back to 2009, bringing Dr. Bergman's talks. Have you seen any of those in the Academy?
No.
That's great. But there's a lot of them. So yeah, it's tough. They've taken a bunch of his videos off already. So
have they really?
Yeah.
He announced that on one of his videos we recently watched about, you know, the coronavirus and he was said to get him on BitChute. Uh-huh. He said to go to BitChute if we couldn't get it, or go right to the Extreme Health Academy.
The good thing about the Academy is we're kind of organizing. I don't know if you've seen that page, but we've got a ton of categories on the right side that it'll be like digestive health. It'll be personal growth. It'll be whatever else. And so we're going to have everything there. So it's a way to organize it a little bit better and make it easier to get access to. But so Tina, where are you located?
Bangor, Maine.
Okay. And I have to ask, I ask everyone, do you know anyone that has the coronavirus?
No. No. Absolutely not. In Maine, right in Penobscot County.
Uh-huh.
I just pulled it up this morning. We have no deaths, of course. Uh-huh. And we only have, I think, 90 cases. Uh-huh. And they, you know, it comes on my weather app. Oh, okay. We have 91 now. We have 91. But what we're learning is they're probably not all coronavirus. Yeah. You know, these deaths, this person could die of a heart attack, and they're instructed to put coronavirus on the death certificate.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
It's funny because a lot of people will say you're a conspiracy theorist or something, but I forget who it was, the head of the NIH or something, a lady was giving a briefing, and she said exactly that. Like, there's a video of her saying that. So it's not a conspiracy. It's not anything weird. It's they're actually admitting it. So
they don't want us to hear the right things anyway.
Yeah.
And that's really sad. That's just... We're kind of straight shooters here in Maine, and we're hardworking people. My husband does a concrete foundation business.
Oh, wow.
And so he has to go out and work and earn a living. We don't get unemployment.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's happening in your state, mm-hmm. but if you're on unemployment in Maine right now, you get an extra, now listen to this, an extra $600 a week in your unemployment paycheck. So these people that were on unemployment getting $400 a week, they're now getting $1,000. So do you really think they want to go back to work?
I've heard that a lot, where people are making more money not working than they are working. Yeah,
that's right. So in the state of Maine right now, we have so many people that just do not want to go back to work because they're making more money on unemployment.
Yeah, it's sad. I was reading somewhere recently that there's going to be roughly, I think there's 3 or 4 trillion that have been new dollars that have been created by the Fed. And now it's going
to
be
that money coming from.
They're looking at
attached to
10 million or 10 trillion.
Oh my gosh.
Estimating.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's just cha-ching money, you know?
Yeah, exactly. We're very discouraged here because we do know of a few businesses that have completely shut down. 60 employees lost their jobs.
Really?
This man was in business 27 years. And had to shut his doors because the governor won't open up the state. She's closed down. My brother-in-law has a campground. He can't even open up his campground until July 1st.
What was the business that was open for 27 years? What was that business?
It was a little manufacturing business in southern Maine.
Wow.
And it's just really, my accountant called me and she said, she was crying. She said, I just had to go to the meeting and help him shut down his business. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
27 years.
Yeah, 27 years. We're lucky because being concrete foundation people, my husband works outside and the guys are on the job site. And they're always 6 feet apart, but none of us really care.
Yeah,
You know, and like today I went to the grocery store. And I'm immunocompromised. I have asthma, COPD, bronchiectasis, but I manage it well. I take care of myself. Mm-hmm. I walked right into the store and there's a big sign that says, can't come in without a mask. Well, I just walk right in the door.
I did that the other day.
Nobody stopped me.
Yeah, I did that the other day too. And, it said mask required. I figured, the worst they can do is just tell me to leave. So I just walked around and people, I was like a magnet. I would be walking down the aisle of the grocery store and people would just
Yeah, exactly. And they, and sometimes we haven't had it too much here, but this old lady stopped me today and she's got her mask on and she had a complete conversation with me. And I was like, I wanted to hug her, you know, I just wanted to hug her. And I'm thinking, here she is trying to protect herself and I don't have a mask on. And she just didn't talk to me about cooking salmon, you know, for 10 minutes. And I was just, I felt really blessed, you know, and we're trying hard. Like, we don't want to be, I have in-laws who are in their 80s. We're trying to be very cautious and cognizant of their fears.
Mm-hmm.
But the other, on Mother's Day, we all congregated at her house and good had this you. Huge party for her. And everybody was okay, you know, and I'm the hugger in the family, so good. They kind of have to put up with me.
I love it. Yeah, it's funny because I was telling Beck yesterday that there was a video of Dr. Fauci saying not to wear a mask. A mask is to be worn for people who are sick or think they're sick or surgical, during surgical procedures, medical doctors, you know, if you feel like you're coming down with something, but the average person should not be wearing a mask. And
that's right.
He said that yesterday. It says that on the CDC website. My wife told me just yesterday, I haven't looked at it, but she said she read the article. Yet everyone, it's like, I want to have a t-shirt that says the CDC says not to wear a mask.
Yeah.
I know. Well,
Dr. Fauci says don't wear a mask.
Right. I just think it's gone too far. And I'm not saying people shouldn't do what they want to do. But if people, for example, in the state of Maine want to open their businesses and people want to support those businesses, we should be able to.
I think so, too.
And there's a man in Bethel, Maine. He's right by the Sunday River Ski Resort. He's called the Bethel Brewing Company.
Okay.
And he opened his doors. Well, he has been shut down. His license was taken. His liquor license was taken. He is just, they are fining him every single day. And he's trying to fight it, but it's been really hard for him because he employs like 30 or 40 people. And they're willing to go back to work at waitress wages.
Wow.
The outside of his business, the Sunday River Brewing Company, there was a line the first day he opened. I bet it was a 3-hour long line, people waiting in line to support him.
Wow.
He goes, I've got it set up. People can sit 6 feet apart or they can sit outside.
And they're still fining him.
The governor went in and she just like, it was awful.
Interesting to hear what's going on in the rest of, because I'm in California, Beck, you're in Ohio, right? And Jody, you're in Chicago?
Suburb.
So yeah, and then you're in Maine, and so it's so interesting to hear. We had a lady on from the other day from Italy, and I asked her the same question. Italy is supposed to be a hotspot. She said, I don't know anybody with coronavirus, you know.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she's in Italy, and Italy is supposed to be the hot, you know, one of the major hotspots, and you know, she doesn't know anybody with it. It's just
Well, isn't it Sweden that didn't shut down at all?
And they're
still going strong. I mean, yeah, they've got people that are sick. What I asked my husband and the kids the other day, we were talking at dinner, I said, you know what's interesting? You don't hear of anybody with pneumonia. You don't hear of anybody with influenza A or B this year. No. You're not hearing of anybody having heart attacks.
Right.
So where are all these people that, isn't it last year 65,000 people in the United States died of influenza? Where are those people?
Yeah.
Where are they? Here it is May.
Yeah. They're dying of corona.
Exactly. Corona. That's right.
Yeah, Jody was saying before that yesterday she had a whole family gathering and your whole family came over and you hugged everyone and it was just a good time.
Yeah, we decided that we're not going to pay attention to that. Life is too short to act like we don't know each other or that we're you know, just neighbors.
Yeah, afraid.
And I talked to my neighbor who's a great grandma. She had her two and four year old great grandkids over, sitting for 2 hours.
Good.
She was like, totally, you know, I'm not doing this.
Good for her.
You know, but then you got, then I got another neighbor that's like, you know, freaking out about, you know, everybody that, you know,
yeah,
doesn't have a mask.
It's funny because I think the people that freak out the most are either people that don't take care of themselves during times when there's no virus like this, people that just don't have a protocol of self-care where they sweat regularly or they eat right or they exercise to get outside. Like, most people don't have a routine that they try to follow. It's those people and or people that watch the news. And right, most of the time, those are the same people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so, it's true.
You know, they just think that some virus is in the air and it's going to attack me, and I'm just like you and you're just like me, and we're all going to have the same immune system. And,
right,
and it's those people that watch the news or don't take care of themselves, and they're eating, you know, all this damaging food. And,
right,
you know, it's so those are the people I feel, you know, that are most afraid, seems like to
we
me.
We had our congressman actually write to the governor, because we're 50 miles outside of Chicago. So, and our county has not seen, you know, our hospitals have all kinds of room. We don't have, you know, we have some cases, yeah, and we've had a few deaths, but nothing. He's like, we don't want to be lumped in with Chicago. I mean,
oh, good.
Do what you want with Chicago, but you can't shut us down because, you know, so he's like asking, I don't know what the outcome's going to be, but I mean, it is silly. We're all, you know, everybody's, you can't go in anywhere without a mask. Like, you know, the signs are up there, and
yeah.
I don't go. I just don't go. My husband will go in because I'm like, I go to the chiropractor because I can go in without the mask.
Right, right.
I go to my naturopath because I can go in without the mask, and he's working on me. And, you know, it's like,
no fear.
No.
No fear.
Well, I have a real funny story. My husband last week went into Aubuchon Hardware. And, of course, like I said, he's a foundation contractor.
Mm-hmm.
He walked in. They said, oh, sir, you can't come in, you know, without a mask. And he goes out to his truck and he's looking around. And he ended up putting on this big respirator that, you know, that he uses when he cuts concrete and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, man.
He said, Tina, it was the funniest thing because he was breathing like Darth Vader, you know. So they all looked at him. Well, we got the biggest kick out of that because that's my husband. He's like, well, I don't have a bandana, but I can wear a Darth Vader respirator. He couldn't even talk to the clerk. Wow. Yeah, the clerk was asking him questions, and he's like,
I am your puzzle.
That's exactly. Oh, we got the biggest thing out of that.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
I never watched the news, but my husband, of course, does. And I walked in the room today when he had the news on, and they were advertising all these designer masks you can buy. I mean, some of them look like they had, like, crystals or diamonds or something on them. It was ridiculous. All styles. Some of them almost cover up the whole face. All colors. So that's our world. We're going to be wearing a designer mask.
That's nuts. Yeah, I've seen that, too, on, you know, different advertisements, people making all these different types of masks. And
yeah,
it's scary. I don't like that at all. This is not good.
Because that's showing the future.
We don't want it to be our new normal.
You know?
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. I don't want this to be a new normal. This is not right.
Did you see that? Did you see that plandemic at all that people are talking about?
The video, I haven't seen it. It's in my queue, though. I have a little watch list, and it's on there.
Well, I've heard different ones on the channel saying they can't get it. YouTube keeps taking it down. And Mikovits? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
They're really giving her a hard time. And she says, at least what this one guy said, he was saying the things that she says, and one of the things was that the mask is making it worse and actually causing it you to get that virus because it traps everything in there.
Yeah, because it's definitely not airtight, right? So, if there is a virus, which I don't necessarily believe that people are passing these things, but if you take their model, you know, they most of the time enter through the nose, the eyes, and the ears anyway. You know, none of that's covered up. So,
yeah.
Right.
But they said on there that every time it comes on there, they take it back down. I'd like to see it.
Yeah, it's funny. I have the thing saved in my queue, so I'll have to see if it's still there. There's so much content of people sharing real truth out there that I can't keep up with it all.
Yeah.
You know?
And then YouTube is going crazy. All of them are taking stuff down. Oh, they must be really scared.
So were you on yesterday, Beck? I forget.
Yeah.
You were. Okay. Did you hear I heard a channel doing where they're coming up with code words for the...
Yes. I think I was the one that said that one. Yeah. I all of a sudden left. Do you remember I was outside?
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Well, this truck came in and I didn't recognize him. Here it was the repairman for our washing machine and he was banging on the door. So I thought, I'm just going to go. So,
yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. No.
Yeah. But yeah, we were talking about so they don't get red flagged. They were saying like the C word and different stuff like that.
Yeah. Cause they're really, so I think BitChute is a good one. And there's a few other different, you know, places where these videos are now living, but
we got to check that out.
There's that movie, The Fall of the Cabal. It was, I think they kept removing it off YouTube as well. And so the whole thing is on BitChute and I don't think they mess around too much with it, you know, but, I mean, that's why we're putting all of Dr. Bergman's content into the Academy, because both he and I, it's only a matter of time until we're kicked off, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's a mad race to upload everything into the Academy so that we at least have it, you know?
Yeah. You guys are going to run ragged, aren't you?
Yeah.
How does he spell BitChute? I've never seen that.
It's BitChute, I think. I haven't messed around with it too much, but let me see.
I've never heard of it.
SHUTE. Or no, BitChute.
Okay.
BitChute.
Okay.
There it is. Yeah. So, I mean, I think they're kind of trying to position themselves as a place for people who are kicked off or censored from YouTube to be on there. Yeah. So, I mean,
you mentioned that in the forums once. Somebody was asking, and you mentioned BitChute and another one. I don't remember what it was. Almost like it was two words.
Yeah, this other one sounds really good, and it sounds to me like a better option. It's called lbry.com, I think. It's like library. I think it's lbry. But what I like about that one is that it's kind of like Bitcoin or these cryptocurrencies, where the alleged story is that it's owned by everybody. It's kind of like you can't remove a video because it's like there's no governing body. It's everyone is a part of it. LBRY. Yeah, it's lbry.com. So there's strength in the network, so to speak. So yeah, I think it's LBRY.
I just looked it up.
Which one did you look up?
LBRY.
Okay.
It says LBRY Content Freedom. A content sharing and publishing platform that is decentralized and owned by its users.
Oh, good. Yeah. So here it says it's time to take back control from YouTube and Amazon. Yeah, it's lbry.com. Yeah, I mean, this is good because I think the deal is you download it onto your computer. It's kind of like an open source system, and the strength is in the network, and you cannot do anything. Like, there's no governing body that can remove something.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's the crazy world we're in now, right?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah, I mean, I heard recently that Zuckerberg is now... So I heard two things. One thing I heard was he's preventing or banning people from trying to organize local meetup groups. So, like, let's say I'm in Chicago or I'm in Ohio or where you are, Tina, and I'm in Massachusetts trying to organize a group, right? To protest or something like that. A local group, he's banning that. So you can't do that. And how else would you be able to get local people in your area without using social media, right?
Right.
So, you know, people will not know these things are going on. So that's kind of like how it was in 1980 or 85. And then the other thing is he's hired, like, I think 100,000 people to battle the meme, photos going around. Have you heard about this?
No.
So you know the memes that go around with funny things, and but they're also really powerful ones, right? Mm-hmm. So apparently he's hired 100,000 people to try to figure out a way to remove memes that are sort of anti-Trump or anti-establishment or anti-coronavirus, because it's a picture with words on it. So there has to be some kind of algorithm to try to figure out and decipher what those memes are, because they right now they still can't get it. If no one puts any text around the meme, they can't sort of decipher it. So, you know, it's a war of information, you know?
Jeez.
Yeah, it's,
I stay right off Facebook.
Do you?
You know, I can't watch the news anymore. My husband watches it in the morning because he needs to see the weather for the day. Yeah. Uh-huh. I have to leave the room. I go and sit in the dining room and do something else because I truly don't want to watch or listen to any of it. And I have a daughter who is 19 and, you know, they're trying to finish college at home. And it is, and she has asthma and a compromised immune. And so she gets really fearful when people start talking. Uh-huh. So, you know, I've instructed, don't talk about this in front of her because it really makes her afraid.
Yeah.
It really makes her afraid. And I don't want her to be afraid. Mm-hmm. So it's best that we just don't play the news or, and plus it does incite fear. If you keep hearing this over and over, it plants that little seed in your head and it does incite fear. Mm-hmm. And that's what they want. They want fear incited in us. So, we're more controlled by the government and the governmental bodies.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was raised on the news. How, were you guys raised on the news?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, somewhat.
What's that, Jody?
I said somewhat. I mean, I don't really, we mostly just hung out outside. And I mean, I don't really
remember. Us too. Yeah, we didn't hang out inside at all. We were outdoors in the barns and running around playing. You know, my parents were like, get out.
Yeah, go outside. Stop bothering us.
That's the way that I was too. But in the morning, the news was always on.
Yeah.
You know, so you heard it in the mornings.
Yeah.
When I was growing up.
Yeah. My husband, he likes the news, but it's like your husband, Tina. It's for the weather.
Yes.
He's a golf, you know, so.
Yeah, you got to know what the weather is, right? You know, to go out and golf or do concrete or do work outside, you have to know what the weather is. And then you get stuck in with like the next story and the sensationalized drama.
Yeah. Oh, and the minute the morning shows start to come on, I go, oh my gosh, shut that off. And listen to Savannah Guthrie one more time.
It's unwatchable, right?
It is. It truly is for me. I just can't watch it.
I feel like I've become very desensitized. I don't even, I mean, I literally, it can be on. And if he's waiting for the next reporter listening to something, if I hear it, it doesn't even register. It's like, I don't even.
Yeah.
Like that. Man,
it's like, it's not even real, huh?
Yeah.
That's what Dr. Tent said. He said his Albanian patients, and I think his Russian patients, they laugh at us because they say, we haven't listened to our news for years. We never believe anything they say. And they'll say, you Americans have been believing your news for how many years?
Oh my gosh. That's so, so here's a question that I have. That's, I think I know the answer. And it's, I was looking at some stats recently and they were showing the actual, views or the ratings of like a conventional, say CNN or Fox broadcast, you know, and it's relatively small. Like it's, I think it was in the high hundreds of thousands, you know, like, you know, and I would expect it to be in the, you know, double digit millions, you know? And then I look at some YouTube videos and certain YouTube videos will have 100,000 views in a matter of 24 hours, you know? So the content on YouTube is much more popular. And so my question is how is it that everyone's walking around with a mask on? Are they watching? Maybe they're watching the news on social media now. Do you think that's what's going on?
That could be.
That could very well be. Yeah. That could very well be.
Because I don't know anybody that watches the news anymore.
But even if I think what happens is I don't watch TV. We'd rather just like hook up a movie and watch a movie. We don't watch like nighttime TV or anything.
Yeah.
And, but I think people that are watching TV, my understanding is there's little ads that come in, you know, in between all the the sitcoms and the nightly shows that they're watching, and they're all about the coronavirus.
Right. Right. That's why we don't watch any TV either.
I don't watch TV. Yeah.
I saw there was a movie on, and I just taped it because I can't sit through those, you know, commercials that are all about the heroes that are out there in the front lines, and, you know, and they've got their masks on, and they're, you know, we owe our lives to them. And I'm just like, I can't sit through another one of those.
I know, it's difficult. And it's like, at what cost, right? Is the show so good that you can endure, you know, three or four sets of those commercials?
No, I'll tape it.
Yeah. It's funny because we were watching, are you guys familiar with that show Parenthood that was on a few years ago? It's really good sort of drama, kind of comedy type drama, called Parenthood. And, there's like the storyline was one of the main characters got cancer and, you know, they went through the chemotherapy and it was this whole drama about her cancer journey and going through chemo. And then there's one kid with autism and it's just like, it's so obvious to me that there's this agenda to sort of program all of us into thinking that these are the ways you treat these conditions. But after the autism one happened, then after the cancer story happened, the mom got cancer and she did the chemo. And it was just like, you know what? I can't, like, the show's really good, but I can't deal with that. Cause it's just there's no discussion of any other options aside from, you know, like what if there's a popular TV show and the person did a Gerson therapy, the person did, you know, some other therapy, you know, that would never make it on there, you know?
It's funny you mentioned the Gerson therapy because we had heard about that and we ordered the book because we have a very good friend, you know, who has cancer and we gave him a copy. Oh. And, but you know, most people do not want to be that strict and they don't want to sacrifice their food. They don't want to sacrifice. I mean, but you have to, you have to. My son, 10 years ago, had cancer and he was 16. And, of course I didn't know a lot back then. We ate fairly well and, you know, tried to do organic as much as we could. But, so we did both. We did allopathic medicine and we did homeopathic and naturopathic medicine and changed a lot of things after he had cancer. And he's been cancer free for 10 years. And, it's one of the jokes in our family is, you know, we dress like paupers and we work hard and we drive old cars, but we eat really well.
That's how we are. Yeah. That's how we are. We spend like the bulk of our money on food and saunas or whatever else, you know,
that's what we spend it on.
Yep.
We just looked into one of those saunas. I think we're going to get one of those little portable ones. I think we're going to get one of those. We're building a house. We've been building it for 5 years. But, you know, that's what happens in construction. Your own house isn't built forever. And I talked to my husband. I said, we should really get one of these saunas for our basement. He was like, whatever. Go ahead.
They're invaluable. Don't you do them? Beck and Jody, you do them, right?
Yeah.
I do them three, 4 days a week.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Oh, my gosh. I used to be...
During this whole virus thing, I think for the last 60 days, we've probably missed three
that we did. Really? Is it the one you sit in and it comes up to your neck? Is it like that?
No. I would get that though. I mean, I actually put in a sauna. I mean,
you got the regular one. Mm-hmm.
It's an infrared.
What kind did you get, Jody?
Sunlighten. I got it.
Okay.
I love it. We're in it all the time. It's got a glass door, so we can watch whatever we want to watch, like a movie. We'll put something on that we're, you know, into. Or a lot of times we just like to watch Planet Earth. We love, you know, the National Geographic or stuff like that. And we'll sit in there.
So Jody, how do you watch something inside? Do you bring like an iPad or something inside?
No. The TV is outside.
And then how do you hear it though?
We turn it up loud enough. It is like if you walked out, you'd go, oh my you know, but it's loud enough that we can hear it.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
And we also put the we have the subtitles on everything.
Oh, good. Okay.
So in case we can't hear it, we can read it.
That's cool. Yeah. They're just invaluable. I just think they're so... It's so, I love it because like with the light therapy, you know, you understand mentally what's going on, you know, from all the studies and the research behind it, and you know it's doing good things, but you don't feel that much different like you do with the sauna. You know, there's something that you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, it's like spending all my money on all that kind of stuff. That's what I'm doing, you know, that and food and outside mm-hmm. of that. Bills and that's it.
Yeah, we never did go out to dinner. So, I mean, like, it was rare. So, I feel like our life hasn't changed much other than, you know, this inconvenience with the stores and the, you know, but we're happy to be at home. We love our home.
Are you guys, both Becca and Jody, are you guys starting to save, you know, put away food for a rainy day kind of thing, frozen meats and stuff?
No.
Justin, I was gonna tell you. Didn't you say you were gonna get another freezer?
Yeah. We want to get another like a chest, you know, that you open up from the top.
Because my husband's cousin works for a Whirlpool company, and he said they can't keep up with the orders. People are buying them like crazy. And then I just talked to the repairman yesterday that was doing our washing machine. He said they can't even get freezers in their store.
Really?
It's gone crazy. And I thought about you. I thought you might want to look now because it sounds like it's hard to get them. I don't know how it is in your area, but here it sounds like it's being a problem.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, my mom and dad were at Costco, and I think they had one there that they were, you know, sort of advertising or showcasing, you know, how you see them on the end of aisles.
Oh, but, yeah.
I don't go to Costco, but... So I didn't think that there was much of an issue, but maybe there will be because maybe a lot of people are starting to see the writing on the wall a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I told him. I said, well, good. But this is for the Whirlpool company. Both of those people work for Whirlpool company. So maybe it's just that particular one that's, you know, slow right now or they can't keep up.
So you, Beck, are putting food aside or you have food aside?
Yeah, I'm trying. You know, I figure they're going to come out with another big thing.
Yeah.
So it's not just food. I want to put other things... I'll just pick up extra stuff. Like, you know, I don't know why Dawn dish soap is a problem in Ohio. I don't know about you guys. You can't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
But somebody went crazy on it. So then everybody followed suit, like the toilet paper. But I want to just buy up things just to have so I don't have to go out.
Yeah, the trick, right, is like putting it in a place where it's kind of locked away in the garage so you don't use
right.
it. So, you know, when you're cooking dinner and you have no more whatever ingredient you need, you don't just go and use it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, pretend like you don't have it kind of thing.
Yeah. Years ago, you know, and they had the big scare when it was turning into 2000, I put a bunch of stuff up in our attic. And it was things like alcohol and, oh, I don't know. I had some, I think I had toilet paper and paper towels and, I just did that on my own. Well, it didn't happen, but they're still up there.
It's still up there.
I'm too lazy to go up there and get them.
In a while, 2000 doesn't seem that long ago to me, but it's
no, it doesn't. But oh my God, isn't that awful?
Years. Yeah, 20
it's like
years.
A snap
ago.
Of the finger.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So Jody, you don't have anything set aside yet? Are you working on it?
No, you know, because we, like I said, we are not big meat eaters.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if I couldn't get anything, you know, I can live off, you know, all my, you know, if I could find a good power bar or something.
Oh, some bar.
You know, some kind of, I would be happy with that and my green tea or something. I mean, I'm just like, I'm not worried about that. Like I said, I have salads, we have wraps, if we run out of that stuff, I don't know. I think I have enough friends. I have a friend that grows, you know, the vegetables and stuff. And then I have a sister who's really big into keto.
Oh, okay.
And she gets all of her meat from a guy who raises his own Scottish heifer. I don't know. This is Scottish Highland.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And sends her. And so she makes the beef broth and all that. And I have some. I just can't get myself to drink it every day. I mean, I make my own. I made my own and I drank it for a while and I was all right.
Yeah, it's more a wintertime thing anyway, right? When you're super hot, it's hard to do that.
Yeah. But so I know that if I really was hungry for that, I'm not worried about it.
You know, you can always stock up on frozen fruits and vegetables, though. I mean, they keep for a long time.
Yeah. I just one extra refrigerator. I don't have a freezer, you know.
My whole thing, I don't want to go out. I don't want to go out and see it. Even go to the store. I hate doing it.
I know, right. Me too.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Another thing you can join. Did you guys ever hear of Thrive Market? It's an organic thing online.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I was in it a couple of times. I would join it for like 6 months or 3 months, and then I would just stock up like crazy.
Yeah.
And then when the 3 months came, you know, I had so much stuff. But, I mean, they have a lot of nuts and lots of organic things. And
they want that stuff too, but I use them. I use
Who else?
Grove, but that's more for cleaning products and stuff like that. But I use Thrive Market.
Yeah.
I have them as well. And
I like them a lot.
I think they have a lot of cool categories, right? Like, I think you can kind of, because we're a member at one point a couple years ago, but I'm sure it's even better now where you can kind of filter through like organic, raw food, vegan, meat eater. Okay.
And plus they have cleaning products.
I'm going to get back on there.
I thought about doing that real quick. Because for me to join all year long, it's kind of ridiculous because it's just my husband and I anymore. You know, I can only buy so much for the two of us.
Yeah.
So I just do it for, they have 6 months, but I called the company and I said, can I just join for three? And they let me.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So.
Yeah, there's a lot of good outfitters like that. I hope companies like that stay in business too.
Yeah.
You know,
I almost feel like quitting Amazon as much as I love it. I'm really getting mad about that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's getting in that 1% that's controlling stuff. And I thought, I'm supporting him by buying from them all the time.
It's so hard.
But I love it.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's so challenging, right? To find the common ground with that.
And I know you don't always get the right stuff. Do you think you're ordering? You don't always get that. I mean, I've heard that. So
I have too.
That, you know, unless I know it's a book or it's a something I know, I mean, I'm not going to, but if it's a something to do with a supplement I'm going to take, I'm not going to order it from Amazon.
I've heard too, you got to watch it. And sometimes they kind of tamper with it just to give it a bad name. I've heard that. And then I was talking to a hairdresser and she said, you're not getting the same. Say, for instance, you get Aveda or Vita, however you say that. She goes, you might not get the real good stuff, even when you go with the brand name.
Wait, when you buy from Amazon, you mean?
Yeah, that's what a hairdresser told me. I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, I saw an article, a headline today. It's like he's on track to become the world's first trillionaire.
Oh God. And we're buying from him.
It's so hard, right? Because they do, like, they make it so easy if you need to return something. It's super easy. And, you know, you can have stuff delivered, but I do not like the direction that guy is going at all.
I don't either. I mean, you can order. A lot of times we get it the next day. And, you know, it's like, and then it's so easy with the free shipping because you don't make a big, large order. You just do one thing, you know, because you don't care. That's the way I am. I'll think of one thing I need and I'll order it. Maybe 2 hours down the road, I'll order something else. And
I know, because the shipping's free. There's no, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That one is a challenge. It's really hard. My wife and I were talking about this, just how difficult it is. Cause like she was listening to something. She plays these, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with this YouTube channel called Coco Melon, I think it's called.
Oh.
And so our kids are, you know, 2 years old, and this Coco Melon YouTube channel has these great, like, cartoons with these really uplifting, high vibe, spiritual, good, like, messages in their little songs that they do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Really well done. But there's all these ads, you know, that play, and ads are for some pharmaceutical or something, you know? And so it's like, she was asking, do you think we should just upgrade and get YouTube, what do you call it? Something either Red or something else where it doesn't play the ads, you know? And it's just so hard because you either expose yourself to the ads or you support Google.
Right.
You know, or you got to just get on Spotify or some other platform that's not, hopefully not a part of this huge system, you know?
Well, then you end up paying these monthly fees to all these places because you want to eliminate, you know, the ads or the, you know, and it starts, you start to realize, you know, they all add up.
Oh, you know, speaking of, I think Amazon, it just occurred to me, didn't Amazon buy Audible?
Yes.
Huh. Really?
No, wow. I was going to buy that because you mentioned it.
Oh, yeah, it's all connected now.
Gosh.
I know.
You can't get away from it, can you?
No.
No. There's going to be a handful of people owning everything.
What's the answer to just go back to reading books and not using Kindles and listening to CDs, do you think?
Yeah, probably. I like the feel of the paper book anyways.
So do I.
Yeah. And you don't have the eye strain, like, you know. I was going to ask you too. I'm right by a window, so that's why I didn't wear my glasses.
Oh, right.
Glasses. Didn't that Andy Mant say that's okay if you got that sunlight or the natural light, you really don't need those glasses as much as if you're inside?
Yeah, so apparently all glass, whether it's in your car or your home, it blocks UVA, UVB, and UVC light, okay. which instantly makes it excessive in the blue light frequency. So anytime you're getting sunlight exposure through glass, you always want to, if you can't, open the window, so at least it's going through a screen. So that's one thing. There's something called quartz.
I'm gonna do that right now.
There's a quartz glass that apparently lets those frequencies in. But the problem is that we've all been controlled to think that these UV rays are causing skin cancer, and so that's why all glass blocks those three elements of UV light. Because we have photoreceptors in our eyes that receive UVA, B, and C light. So why would we have photoreceptors in our eyes that receive that frequency of light if that light was bad for us, right? I mean, but people don't think. So I just wear my glasses as much as, like, I really should be wearing yellow glasses right now because it's daytime and I want some blue light. But this is so intense, this light coming at me right now, that after this, I'll go outside and stretch for a couple minutes and get real sun, come back in and do a little more work. But it's so intense. I'll just wear these, you know, like it's, I can't deal with all this blue. It's it's too much.
Well, I just opened my window when you said that, so I think I'm good.
Yeah. If you can't open windows and let the full spectrum come in, because, quartz glass, I don't know where to get it or how to get it, but apparently that lets in the UV frequencies as well. So, yeah. So,
sounds expensive,
doesn't it?
Probably.
Yeah, quartz glass. Yeah, it's cool that people are waking up to this light piece though too. I think it's really important, and hopefully more and more people wake up to it. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what's funny? Yesterday, this repairman, I got a big kick out of him. He's from Kentucky in the holler. But he's in Ohio now, but he said he's going to retire in a couple of years. He sounds just like us. He was going on and on and on. I told him, I said, you are so refreshing to talk to.
Isn't it great to run across strangers that think like this and you discover it? It's like, yes.
Well, then he said his son, he goes, oh, my son and all his friends think this way too. He goes, they think it's a big agenda, and he was going on and on talking about how he's going to grow his own pot when he retires.
Okay.
He goes, I know that's way better than chemo if you get cancer. He goes, I know a friend that at least he was hungry, you know, and was able to eat, and he didn't do the chemo, and he went to edibles.
Wow.
And grew his own marijuana in water. What is that called? Hydroponics?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, and he had it in his house, but you got to be real picky about the moisture, I guess, with the humidity and everything. So he really measures stuff a lot. But I got quite the education from him. He was telling me the difference between the male and female plants and about the bud is what you dry. And I go, really? Wow. And he goes, yeah, that's what you use. He goes, you can use the leaves, but they're not as potent or whatever.
Interesting.
But he said the male plants have hairs on the leaves, real little hairs. He goes, that's how you'll know it's a male. But he gave me quite the education.
That is so cool. It's so great to run across people like that by chance, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, not really by chance, but.
Yeah. Well, you know, had I not been home, I wouldn't have been talking to him, you know?
Yeah.
So it's funny.
My husband's from West Virginia, so he does spend time on Facebook. I don't, but he does because of his golf. All of his buddies from West Virginia, I mean, they all think like us.
Wow.
I mean, they're not so healthy, but they definitely aren't about this virus thing.
What's going on? Yeah. Yeah.
It's so refreshing, you know, like yes. I expect most people in our group would think the way we think, you know, at least to some degree, varying degrees, you know, but when you just run across someone out, you know, if you're buying something at a store or you're walking past someone on a trail, like it's so refreshing to know there's other people out there because it seems like everywhere you go, people are just buying this, taking the blue pill and just believing the media. It's so refreshing.
Yeah. Because like I told you before, when I go to town, the majority of the people have masks on.
Uh-huh.
So you feel like you're way different than everybody.
I know.
Came in here yesterday and another UPS man came the other day and, you know, I want to respect people. So I told him, I said, if you just want to throw it out there in the driveway, I'll come get it. If, you know, I'll respect that. And he comes over and he goes, I don't believe any of that stuff going on. He gives it to me. And then all of a sudden he started complaining. And
you're attracting all these people into your life. That's great. Yeah.
My mail lady comes right to the door if she has a package, and so does my UPS guy. They come right to the door.
Wow. You know, it's so funny because, if someone were to, there's so little fear that I have of this thing. If someone coughed on me, I wouldn't even think twice. I'm so not afraid, even if I knew they had coronavirus. It just doesn't put any fear into me at all. None. Zero. Zero.
And the doctor that you had on, is that Dr. Massey that does the ultraviolet blood?
Yeah, Dr. Massey.
Now, is there a lot of places that do that?
Yeah, you can find them. There's some local places to me on acam.org. You can find her. ICIMmed.com, I think it is.
Okay. But
I went on acam and it's like you have to be a member.
Oh, really? Let me try it out.
And then, but I found there's a place like in Wichita, you know, I'm not going to go there, or, you know, Kansas City or someplace, I think it was Wichita, that's really sounds cool.
Really?
That does, but.
Let's look at ACAM.
Yeah, I didn't find that you could just go on there and put in your area.
Okay, let's see. I went on to ACAM.org. Okay, so there's area to sign in, maybe. Okay, so quick directions. You do not have to log in. Okay, please proceed. It's changed since I last looked at it. Okay, so helpful tips. Search now. Okay, this is kind of a little bit not easy. But,
I couldn't find a way to get information without joining.
Oh, okay. It's down at the bottom. How crazy is that? Okay. So if you go to acam.org and go find a practitioner off to the top right, and there it says search to find a practitioner near you. And then the bottom of that page, you can search by specialty. So last time I looked, UBI was on there. Let me see if I can find it. Ultraviolet. Okay. It's under ultraviolet therapy. So let me do 50 miles from my house. I'll just do zip code.
It's acam.com.
Okay.
acam.org. acam.org.
Okay.
Okay. Country, United States. Okay. So I just put my zip code in. Okay. So I found 5 people in my area within 50 miles that do it.
Nice.
Okay. Find a practitioner. Let's see. Find a brave tissue.
And a Montebello. Wow, Torrance. That's far. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, I would find people that do either. The big ones are high dose IV vitamin C, UBI, peroxide, and then ozone. Those would be the four that I would look at. And if you could find one place that does all four, in your area, then that would be just good to have in your, you know, just good to know about.
I'd pick IV therapies in the drop down.
I did UV, I think it's UV therapy or ultraviolet therapy.
Because it doesn't have anything under ultraviolet therapy. Like the one I came up with when it said.
Under specialties?
Let us find an integrative physician near you. Let me see.
Okay, yeah, at the bottom of there.
Right, bottom, that specialties. Page.
Yeah.
And if I hit that drop down.
There should be ultraviolet down at the bottom. I see
ozone, but there is. Oh, yes, there is. Okay. Ultraviolet therapy.
Oh, there's ozone too. Oxidative medicine. That's the other one that would be most likely peroxide. That would be the one too. A lot of these places will do all these things, but you know, just knowing someone in your area and call them up and make them an appointment and just kind of get to know them, I think would be super valuable.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
and Dr. Massey said he doesn't know of any one that you shared. He said, I don't know of any virus that it hasn't responded to.
Yeah.
In his 20 or 30 years of practice.
Yeah. And he's a medical doctor. He's a former anesthesiologist. And yeah. You know, he was, I think, sharing in that video about a guy from China that came to him who was super sick. And he came to see him. I guess it was one of his friends, but he left China right before this whole thing happened. So maybe 3 months ago. And he said that he was coming down with a respiratory illness. He was sick. He didn't know what was going on. And the guy said, I've heard they're talking about quarantine people. So I wanted to leave, you know, get out of China and come back to the United States. And so he came to see him and one treatment of UBI and he was completely better. Hasn't coughed, hasn't had any issues since, you know? So it's powerful stuff.
I remember him saying they use that a lot, what, in the 30s or 40s? So he said the medical community knows about it. Mm-hmm. But they just, with antibiotics, they kind of just shoved it under the rug.
Yeah, this big doctor, Frederick Klenner, was one of the ones who used it in the 1940s, early 40s. And as soon as antibiotics came out, like you said, it just, all this stuff got swept under the rug. And, you know, because you can't make money off this when there's antibiotics. Right. So.
I had to go up to 50 miles, but there's somebody in Chicago and there's someone south of that. So, but I don't know, you know, you have to call and see if they really do the UV.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Do you guys know of any phlebotomists in your area?
You know what? I've never even looked to see if we have one. And I'm probably gonna have to let's see.
So we know someone in our neighborhood who does that kind of work. And so what I was thinking was you can buy these UBI machines, the one that Dr. Massey has. I did some research really? And I found them. I don't know how much they cost, but I reached out to the person who sort of distributes them to see if they wanted to be on our show and talk about UBI. But if you knew of a phlebotomist in your area, you could buy one of these machines and have them, you know, take out your blood and, you know, like in a private kind of way.
Oh, I have a couple of, my daughter's a surgical nurse. Oh, so yeah. I would have it made then.
Yeah. So that would be easy.
Yeah.
Do you just need one vial?
They just take your blood out and put it right back in, don't they?
Yeah, so Beck, when you watched that video of Dr. Massey, how much blood do you think that was? I don't know what that was. Like, it was like a syringe. It was maybe like that, and it was maybe half of it, right? And he kept going back and forth.
You know what? I'm going to have to watch it again. Okay. I felt like it really wasn't that much blood.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a couple ounces, right?
Yeah.
And then that is enough to do it? To
to.
Well, they put that ultraviolet light on it.
Uh huh.
And then it goes back in, right?
Yeah. So what it does is it's kind of hooked into that light, and there's different frequencies of light that it'll pass through that you can set the machine to. Mm-hmm. And it's like if I was watching the video because I was curious to see how it worked too, and he was kind of pulling the syringe, and the syringe, like I said, it was probably about like that. And it's probably a couple ounces, and then he would slowly push it back in, and maybe over the course of a minute or two, and then he would slowly pull it back out. So I guess the amount of blood that was coming out was the equivalent of how many times he was pulling on the syringe.
And where is it coming out of?
It's coming into the syringe. It's coming out of.
It's not from the body. It's already been taken out of the body.
No, I think it goes. See, this is why we want to have the guy on the show, because I wanted to know about this. But basically, he just sat there for 10 minutes pulling and pushing. You know, pull.
I wonder if that hurts.
I don't think so. As long as you're doing it nice and slow. And he said it's a 10 to 30 minute treatment, wipes everything out.
Amazing.
Amazing, right?
Amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. So it's like, if you found a phlebotomist in your area or someone you know that you could go do that, and if you ever came down with a cold or flu, you could, I would think, knock this out right away. You know, and or if you have any kind of other kind of thing going on, this would be a perfect thing to do. You know, it's good to have tools.
And what kind of machine do you need to put the light?
Hey, sorry, guys. I got to go. Sorry.
Oh, no worries, Beck. No worries.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Beck. I'll see you.
I'll probably listen to the live tomorrow.
Awesome. 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 I hope to see you.
All right. Okay. Bye.
Thanks, Beck. Yeah. So the machine is, it looks like a, just kind of a machine. You know, it's like a thing that's probably like this big, and the blood sort of passes through these lights inside the machine. And then, I mean, it's so basic and simple, you know?
Yeah. I didn't watch the video. You don't have it yet.
I don't have a machine yet.
The video.
You know what? Let me try to find it in the academy because it's extreme. There's two videos where Dr. Massey talks about it, and then there's another video where he actually demonstrates on his wife. And they're really both powerful videos to watch.
And they're never sick.
No, not at all. I mean, it's like, this is why I just have no fear of this kind of stuff, you know?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, here's another thing, too, that could be something interesting if you're looking for ever kind of tools or things. Are you familiar with the Bob Beck protocol?
The Bob Beck protocol? I don't think so.
Okay, so he's this guy that was, he died, I think, in 2000, and he was a researcher and just a super genius kind of a guy. And he's got this whole protocol where it's a virus-based protocol, and it's ozone, it's drinking ozonated water. It's a four kind of pronged approach. Drinking ozonated water, blood electrification is the other one, and drinking, I forget, ozonated water, and there's four pillars to his protocol. And he says that no virus can live with that protocol. Oh, silver, drinking like a silver kind of water, colloidal silver, ozone, blood electrification, and I forget what the third one or the fourth one was. But if you search on YouTube, Bob Beck protocol, you'll see some old videos of him talking about this. Wiping out AIDS, wiping out every cancers, viral diseases, everything. I mean, it's incredible.
Cool. All right. I told you that I bought that silver lung.
Yeah.
And so I could make my own ionic silver and my colloidal. And I just make the ionic the ionic. There's, you know, you can have, there's one or the other,
uh-huh.
And then there's kind of a mixture. I do the between one.
Okay. Like
where it's a little of both, you know, right. But it's so easy. It's just distilled water and you just, you know.
It's great, isn't it? Yeah. And
what a price they get for it.
Oh, I know. And you can just continually make this stuff over and over. That's what I love about like that UBI machine. If you could do that kind of treatment at home, you don't have to go to somewhere, or if places shut down, you can do these treatments at home and wipe everything out, you know, and have no fear. I mean, it's the best.
What is it? Yeah. I missed it. My pregnant daughter-in-law showed up. So it was like, I know. So what's an EBI? What's that machine? What do you?
So we're discussing, it's a UBI. It's called ultraviolet blood irradiation. And if you go in the forums, I'll try to put in the find. I shared a couple videos with a friend of mine who's been on our radio show, okay. Dr. Richard Massey, and he talks about UBI and what that will do, and the power of what it can do to coronavirus and any other virus out there. Essentially, just wipes.
It sounds like it's a maintenance thing almost too. Like, why wouldn't you do it even if you're healthy once a year?
So yeah, basically it's pulling your blood out and exposing it to ultraviolet frequencies of light and then putting it back in. And then that section of blood that's been exposed to that light then disperses
through
your whole body and delivers this light. And that light kills viruses. And that's known. Like there's PubMed articles talking about how methylene blue and other forms of UV light can kill viruses and does kill viruses. There's even a study about methylene blue killing the coronavirus.
Really?
Yeah, but you won't. I did a video for that inside the academy. I went through like 20 different things that will kill the coronavirus, and you just, you know, you're not going to hear that anywhere.
No.
So Tina, we're talking about going to acam.org, acam.org. And you can find a practitioner in your area that can do this kind of work. And it's under specialties in ultraviolet. What is it called, Jody? Ultraviolet therapy?
Ultraviolet therapy.
Therapy.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you go to find a practitioner near you, they say there's a drop down for what specialties there are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're saying ozone, peroxide therapy, ultraviolet therapy, and these types of things are going to be, you know, critical for killing viruses and viral load in the body.
What is peroxide therapy?
It's basically a diluted form of hydrogen peroxide that's administered through just like you would like high dose, you know, vitamin C kind of thing through your veins. And they do that for cancer, but that sort of oxygen therapy kills viruses, you know?
Of course.
Yeah.
Now, in one of the videos you had recommended for me to watch, it was a nebulizer and it was some sort of silver that you put in the nebulizer, and that's not damaging like to your lungs or?
Jody, you're the expert.
There's always those schools of thoughts that say it is. But I actually make it. I bought that silver, it's called Silver Lung Machine. In fact, I saw it on the Extreme Health Radio, store. Bought in their store and bought that, the Silver Lungs generator, whatever. All it is, it's distilled water in there, and it's like a little magnetic, it looks like a capsule. It's a magnetic. Okay. It's just magnetic. It sits on a tray with a beaker. I put distilled water in there. The magnetic thing, when you plug it in, you hook the electrodes up to the top of the beaker. Has a plug.
Okay.
It has like battery terminals. You hook them up, and that thing starts spinning. You leave it spinning until you see that it stops. I mean, everything's timed and all that. Because you can either make colloidal or you can make ionic. But colloidal uses so many drops of this liquid that comes with it. Anyway, I use one drop, so I'm somewhere in between. Because it says that's kind of the best way to do it. Just if you want to have just a general for all purpose, for lungs, for internal, you can drink it, you can snort it, you know, you can sniff it, you can spray it. So I put it in a spray bottle. I spray it on my face in the morning. I open my mouth, you know, spray it in my mouth.
Right in your hands. I do that.
My hands. It's antiseptic too. So then I also snort it. I mean, I have a bottle that you just, you know, like a Dristan thing or something, you know, but it's right. Silver.
Like, and yes.
I've been doing that, just a couple sniffs in each nostril every day during this whole thing, thinking, you know, I don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
And
which silver do you use, the ionic or the colloidal?
Well, I use, it's ionic silver, basically. In fact, I always keep my...
It's cool. There's Tina, if you're looking for some things for your lungs,
yes.
I did a radio show maybe a couple of years ago about so many therapies that you can do for lungs that,
as
you can imagine, we've had our show since 2012 and we've done almost 700 shows. So it's a lot of information.
Right.
And I see people talking about different things and I've never seen anyone sort of put as many things as from different camps and schools of thought for your lungs. So I went and I just created a video about how to take care of your lungs using all of these different modalities. Oh, there's the silver lungs there. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what it looks like. It comes with the nebulizer too.
Okay.
And I just haven't done that yet because it says, like I read this part, you know, ionic versus colloidal.
Okay.
You know, which to use, where to use. We have found that ionic solutions produced without the colloidal protocol are best used in the eyes, ears, and topically. The lungs can also be targeted with the ionic silver. When creating colloidal silvers, we have found these solutions to be better suited for oral and nasal administration as silver particles form when swallowed or delivered nasally. And then colloidal silver can be used in the lungs for direct bloodstream delivery. But this is what it says, 50-50 blended solutions are many times the best overall solution to produce as both silver species are present, ions and particles.
Okay.
So I did the 50-50.
Okay. Can you purchase it like that?
I bought this whole thing from the store on Extreme Health Radio.
Oh, I mean, the whole thing. Now, the nebulizer, you just breathe that in?
Yeah, they have different ways you can do it. They give you a mask.
Okay.
And so you could breathe that way or that tube. You can pick and choose because it comes with both. You could take just that.
That's right.
You would have a whole nose and mouth mask. It comes with both. You decide,
I'm going to purchase that because it can only, because of our lungs and I'm studying homeopathy. Supposedly, you can uproot these conditions. You can uproot and get rid of these. And I have bronchiectasis, which means I've lost elasticity in my bronchial tubes.
Oh, okay.
To so many pneumonias and bronchitis. And I've been taking Calc Floor, which is a homeopathic medicine for elasticity. Mm. So we'll see. I don't know, but I would love to try that.
If you have any questions, you can ask me, because I had to go through the whole thing, you know, and like read it and study it and kind of like figure it out.
Thank you, Jody.
Yeah.
Now, what was that video you created, Justin?
So let me find that. It's a video that includes nebulization of colloidal silver as one of the protocols in it. I have that, but there's lots of other things I talked about in the video as well.
Okay.
I'll find that, and I posted it in the forums, but I'll find that, and I'll, you know what I'll do? I'll make a new forum post, and I'll tag you in it, Tina, and I'll put the video there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had one of those years ago, and I loaned it to my parents. And so since then, I've purchased another nebulizer. It's a sort of a more basic thing that was a little easier because, you know, we have kids now and time is of the essence. So we purchased a silver and then we just add the nebulizer that I have is really cool too. It's, or this new one, it's it's battery operated. And so you can take it on a flight or traveling with you. It's really small, so you don't have to plug it in. So that's a good one, a good option as well. But making silver is ideal because you can just make as much as you want, you know, and you don't have to keep buying the silver.
Jody, you make your own silver?
That's what this does. Yeah, so because colloidal silver is expensive. Now, this is not cheap. It was I spent $492 because I got the deluxe. I mean, this is what I spend my money on.
I know, right?
Me too.
I
know.
I, like, you can see my clothes. I mean,
Me too. Look at me. I'm like, holy cow.
Right.
Yeah, we don't spend money on
it. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's what I do. I bought a Rife machine.
I have a portable nebulizer that I take on trips when we go on trips.
Oh, good.
And it's a little machine, and you put the albuterol solution in there if you're having a problem. And I take it wherever we go because I'm just learning about how to clear up our lungs, but it's also made my family afraid to go to a different country. Like, we went to Culebra, Puerto Rico last year, and my daughter and I were kind of like a little fearful because we didn't know. There was no hospitals there. If we have an asthma attack or she goes into anaphylactic shock because of she ate something, you get this fear that I don't want to have anymore. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to have it.
Well, you might not need the deluxe kit that I bought then because you have your own nebulizer. You could use your solution that you make. You'll need the basics, but you won't need all the, you know, the extra.
Yeah, but that little portable nebulizer looks really cool.
So
very mobile.
Then I put it in spray bottles. Like, I have a spray. I have what do you call those?
Nasal aspirator, the nasal thing. Right. Yes.
And I shoot that. I mean, I definitely feel like there's something good from it. I don't feel
hurt your eyes or anything.
And people can, you know, a lot of people say, oh my God, colloidal silver is terrible for you. You shouldn't use it, you know, and you'll read some protocol.
Oh yes, you do hear both sides.
But, you know, this is just me, and this is my, you know, and it's not like I need to use it every day, but I do right now. I do use silver every day, but I don't even know if I need to do it every day right now, but I'm just doing it because of this whole virus thing, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and it's perfect to use too, even if there is no coronavirus. If you think you're like, I use it most of the time, you know, but if during cold and flu season, you know, I'm doing it multiple times a day. We just set it on the counter. Ours is really small, and I just kind of go through and I just do it for a couple minutes, you know, all throughout the day because of indoor air pollution. The quickest growing cancers right now are lung cancers.
Of course.
You know, and so
it's all around us.
Yeah.
I did buy that Carrie's Rivera's chlorine dioxide too.
Have you tried nebulizing that or no?
I sniff it with my sprayer, but I have not used the nebulizer. That little machine freaks me out. It's like, how do you do this? And it's like, it looks easy, but I'm always afraid that, you know, it's never been used. So, yeah.
Hey, Tina, real quick, there's some really interesting things that I don't even think I added to that lung video. But there's some things I've been learning recently with some really interesting concoctions that you can put in a nebulizer, like a certain form and dilution of magnesium.
Okay.
Combined with like one drop of hydrogen peroxide, I think 3%.
Okay.
And then a glutathione solution. And so you could do that kind of stuff, which is super powerful with magnesium, glutathione, and hydrogen peroxide, like one drop of it. And I don't know the ratios, and I think you have to be very careful
with
the ratios. So I haven't really done it myself yet, and I haven't really tried it or experimented, so I don't really want to talk about it, you know, publicly. Right. But there's some really, Dr. Robert Rowan is where I heard about that from, and he talks about that, and he talks about a similar solution with an eye cup that will get rid of cataracts, you know, using ozone and, you know, all kinds of things that you can do.
You know, God designed our bodies to heal themselves. You know, our bodies were designed that way, and he gave us everything on this earth in order to do that.
Amen.
I totally agree. And that's truly how I feel. And if I would have known this years ago, because I'm 61 now, but if I'd have known this years ago, I would have made these changes forever ago. But it's never too late. And that's what I tell my kids. You know, never I had my late. Kids late. Obviously, I'm 61. I got a 19-year-old.
So. You're like me then.
It's great. I love it. It keeps you very young. You know, having children older keeps you like up and moving and young. You
I'm
know,
with you.
And
I'm with you on that.
Absolutely. And but I just feel like it's never too late. And my daughter is going to school to be a nurse. So I talk about all these things. And of course, she's learning all the technical and the scientific. But I said to her, honey, I'm glad you're going to be a nurse because you can make a difference. I said, but just remember, our bodies are designed to heal themselves. And there is another side. Now, when my son had cancer, yes, we went allopathic because we knew what would kill that cancer. But at the same time, we also did holistic homeopathic in conjunction with it. Nice. And I said, just remember, there's another side of this. There's another side of the human body. And it's just not all scientific. You got to do it this way. And, you know, you need a gastroenterologist for this and an endologist. You just... You know, I want a doctor who does it all. Like when I was a little girl, my doctor did it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, house calls.
He did everything.
Yeah.
He took my tonsils out. He took my appendix out.
And he's just making his best guess. I mean, he's just making an educated guess at what it is. You right. honestly need, we all need to trust ourselves to
we
know.
We do.
That, you know,
but
know.
Isn't it scary, Jody, that in today's world, you watch people go to doctors and hospitals, and if you're not super educated, you're in trouble.
Oh, you're in trouble
if you're not. If you don't advocate for yourself and you're not educated, they will just do anything to you. I remember, when my son had cancer, I questioned everything. What are you giving him? How much? Is that what's on the chart? I mean, I just, the nurses got, I stayed night and day with him. They got very sick of me very quickly. I don't care. He's my son, you know? And I questioned everything. And no, he's not supposed to have that now. He's supposed to have this. But it makes me sad for those people that are at the mercy of doctors and hospitals, and they're not educated. They're not, and the elderly. Oh my gosh, I look at my in-laws and they're relatively healthy, but they are at the mercy of their doctors for everything. They're at the age they don't want to learn anything. You know, you can't really talk to them about homeopathy or eating differently or like, Grammy, maybe you shouldn't be eating so much processed cheese, you know, but you don't, you know, you have to be so careful. So when they eat at my house, they know what they're getting.
Right.
But it's like you have to be very well educated today.
And now if you go to the hospital, you can't even take an advocate.
No.
So can you imagine being a person that has no clue and he can't even bring someone that does?
No, that's right.
Wow.
That's right. My husband, March 6th, whatever that was, he fell 10 feet off a ladder. And it was a bad accident. Wow. And he crushed his urethra.
Oh, wow.
And he had to have emergency surgery. I know. Wow. I immediately put all my homeopathy things in my purse and I ran to the hospital. I couldn't see him before the surgery, but I prayed for him. You know, I'm in the waiting room and I prayed and prayed and prayed that everything would turn out okay. And then afterwards, I immediately started giving him homeopathic remedies immediately. Like the nurse would leave, I would sneak it in his mouth. The nurse would leave, I would sneak something in his mouth. He had his appointment 1 month later to have the catheter removed and to see how the healing was. The doctor came out and he said, I've been doing this for 30 years. What did you do? And we're really? Like, yeah. And he said, I have never seen a crushed urethra like this heal like this. He says, I've never seen it. He said, your husband has no scar tissue, none, zero. And I was like, well, I know what it is.
Wow.
And so we just continued the homeopathic remedies and, you know, eat right. And he drank lots of water and, you know, and he's here it is. I don't know what, 6, 7, 8 weeks later, and he's doing great.
Wow.
Do you use like rescue remedy right away? Do you use that?
No, I didn't use any of that. I gave him Arnica right away, you know, for the pain. And then I gave him Sanguinaria because he was getting sinus pressure. And then Pyrogenium. I gave him Pyrogenium. And that was like for the scar tissue and those kinds of things. And he took it. I left it by his coffee in the morning, and it was like, and I had it written on a piece of tape right by where he would see it, and I said, take it this, and I'm telling you, I know besides prayer.
That's amazing.
You know, doing the healthy things, we eat right, gave him the homeopathic remedies. The doctor was shocked. But wow. you can't say that to a doctor. You can't say, oh, I gave him homeopathic remedies, because then they'd go, well, what, you know, you don't want to get arrested, or you don't want to, you know.
Yeah, it's funny because Dr. Massey was saying one time to me that he used to sneak in like a little bit of magnesium to people's IVs when he would be doing their, what do you call that, anesthesia. So he would sneak in magnesium with it, you know. But at that time, I mean, he could lose his license. He could be kicked out.
Absolutely.
He could be fired for that. I mean, if something went wrong, I cannot believe that he would do that. But, you know, people are out there doing stuff like this and awakened and... It's great.
That's,
you know,
right.
Your daughter is right in that middle spot right now where
she is,
you know, you can still be an influence and help her not become over the top indoctrinated, you know.
It's true. And she's like, even though she's in nursing school, she'll go, Mom, what do you have homeopathically for? Like, I've got a headache. Or I'm like, oh, honey, I've got something for that.
Yeah, that's
and so she's, you know, she's open to it because she wants to get rid of her asthma too. And she's like a lot younger than me, so she has a better chance of uprooting it and getting rid of it.
And getting started, and, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's very exciting.
Where do you get, what glutathione do you use, Justin? Do you have a special brand that you go for or any?
I've only taken it once. I bought it from Live On Labs. They're lipospheric glutathione, you know, it's enclosed in liposomes, so...
Okay.
But I've only taken that a couple times. But I know it's powerful to do before a sauna as well.
Yeah, and it's expensive. I bought it, you know, and I took it for a while, and then I kind of dropped off. I kind of, you know, always evaluate what my budget is and what I can afford and what I can't.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because Morley was talking about certain minerals, a lack of certain minerals, and an abundance of certain minerals will allow you to make the glutathione enough of it in your body. And I forgot what he said about that, so you don't have to take it exogenously. And I don't know if he was a fan of taking it exogenously or not. So, but I have to learn more about that. So,
yeah. Well, I got my magnesium bicarbonate in today.
Oh, good.
I was taking that other version. Glycinate or GLY.
Oh, glycinate, yeah.
Magnesium glycinate, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that version.
Okay.
And I got the liquid. I ordered that.
The concentrate?
Yeah, well, I think it is. It's called Magic Carb or something.
Mag Bicarb. Yeah, from Dr. Circus.
Yep. So
yes.
I just got that in today. Now, it says 2 tablespoons. And that's 1400 milligrams.
Yeah. So I think that's a concentrate, right? So you would add 2 tablespoons to like a gallon of water and then you would take a couple ounces a day, right?
Yeah. It says activated magnesium bicarbonate.
That is one of the best supplements you got. That's great.
What is that for?
Well, just, I mean, one of the minerals that we are so depleted in that we need. We absolutely need magnesium, and most of us, and from what I've read and heard, and you can't get enough. It doesn't seem like anybody's ever been diagnosed with too much magnesium.
No.
You know, so that I just came in today. So, Tina, I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm sorry, my dogs are barking in the background, so I keep muting so you guys have to listen to their craziness.
And I'm actually thinking of buying a distiller that you have on your site, the Aquanui,
yeah.
Aquanui.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do have, I have a Berkey.
Oh, great.
And pumped in the reverse osmosis.
Oh, nice. Yep.
So we drink a ton of water. This looks like an Evian bottle, but it's not. It's full of my Berkey water.
That's great. Yeah, so the Mag Bicarb is, Tina, that we've done a number of radio shows that we brought in to the Academy, talking with Morley Robbins. Okay. And if you want a whole rabbit trail that after you go down it, you'll think to yourself, how have I been involved in health for so long and not known this?
Oh, yeah.
If you want a rabbit trail that will blow your mind, listen to the shows we've done with Morley Robbins, and he's a mineral expert. They're in the Academy under Library, Justin Stellman, and EHR for Extreme Health Radio.
And I'm just starting it.
Oh, it's so complex. So he talks only about like three or four minerals. Like there's, 90 minerals, but there's only three that he really deals with.
Really?
Yeah, it's copper, magnesium, calcium, and copper, magnesium, and iron.
Okay.
So you'll go down a rabbit trail that will, I think, is the foundation of it. We should all be on this. This is so important from a, it will basically open your eyes to the idea that you don't have to spend money on all these different things and supplements. Magnesium and iron are the places, and copper. You focus on those.
Really?
Where it gets a little confusing is it says stop doing this, and one of them is silver. And so I'm not stopping that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of stopping some of the everything else.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you on certain things too. Because stop, ascorbic acid, for example. So there are certain things where if I had if my little son had a super intense case of chickenpox, for example, I would give him some ascorbic acid IV. But long term. But so he's got these things: a series of stops and a series of starts. And it'll bring to your sort of mind a foundation that will improve your lungs. It'll decrease cancer risk. It's increase your energy.
Right.
Because of the
ATP. Oh, we all need that. Oh.
Yeah. Right.
Energy thing. Holy cow.
Yeah. So without copper and magnesium, you can't make ATP. So you cannot make energy without copper and magnesium. So.
Oh.
Those are so magnesium is like 42% of your 9,000 enzymes run on magnesium, one mineral.
Wow.
And so you need it to blink, you need it to move, you need it to digest, get rid of heavy metals. It's all magnesium. And so it's worth going down that rabbit trail.
Okay. I'm making all these notes as you guys are talking here. And do you ever get a little overwhelmed, where to start? Okay.
Yeah.
There's 24 hours in a day, and that's why I try to play things in the background, because I want to know everything. Like, I'm trying to learn vermicomposting, and I'm composting, and I've just got a garden out there, and I want to do everything.
I know. I know, and there's so many things to do, right? Like, you got to fix the air quality in your home, so you got to buy an air purifier. You got to buy, you got to do this. You got to detox. You got to buy a sauna.
I know. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Because, we're doing all right.
Yeah, we're doing great. Another area is homeopathy too. I don't know that much about homeopathy, so that's a whole separate aspect of natural health, and that's a whole world by itself,
I'm enjoying that a real lot. I've taken several classes with Joette Calabrese, and I am, it just came up on my other screen, food grade hydrogen peroxide is a virus killer.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I've got this homeopathy thing running over here.
And I order that. I order food grade hydrogen peroxide.
I do too.
Oh, great.
I got a big bottle of it.
I dilute it myself. So I have, like, I have a spray bottle that I use for, you know, I dilute it to 3%. But, or we put, you know, we in our bath water once a week, we'll put, you know, a cup in a full tub of 35% food grade hydrogen peroxide and bathe in it with Epsom salts.
That is one of the best ways to get transdermal peroxide therapy. If you can't get it, IV therapy through
really.org
is doing it. So you can combine that with DMSO and magnesium. What is it? Sulfide or magnesium chloride. So magnesium, just basically bath salts, DMSO and peroxide. And that,
what's DMSO, Justin?
It's a form of sulfur. It's like, you know, it's like MSM. It's, dimethyl sulfoxide. So it's, it's basically, it's a cancer treatment in and of itself because they'll administer that IV for cancer patients in natural clinics. Wow. But it basically, what it does is it basically negates the need for injections. So you can put like magnesium or something like olive leaf extract on your chest. You can empty a capsule of that and rub it in with DMSO and it'll penetrate your lungs.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, it's great. I mean, you know, like.
They originally, I mean, years ago, before I even got involved, and I mean, this is when I learned about it from my health food store guy, you know, because it was used on horses.
Yeah, horses, right?
Yeah. Originally, for if they, you know, come up lame or something, they would put it all over their legs or, you know.
Really?
Look, I brought some here.
Very healing.
This is my form of it, DMSO gel.
Oh. Okay.
But it's good to, it's best to get it in.
That one.
This one is made, I got it at the health food store. I don't know the brand. It doesn't even say the brand, but it's best to get it in glass. I think they have it on Gen.
Yeah, glass. Mine was in a dark bottle. It was in a dark bottle that was a liquid.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And it didn't smell very good.
No, it doesn't smell good.
But, you know, I wanted to share this too.
I brought this, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Alpha Omega Labs. I brought this because I thought, I don't know if you could see that. It's called
Bloodroot.
Bloodroot paste. And it's something good to have in your medicine cabinet. And we did a show, gosh, must be 3 or 4 years ago now with Greg Catton, who is the owner of that site. He's down in Brazil and he makes this from the Amazon forest. It basically reverses skin cancers.
Oh my goodness.
And where do you put it?
You put it topically. So I had a little wart. So I had a little wart going on and I don't know if you can see this right here.
Yes.
But it's, so it's burned. So basically is, they call it an escharotic. And it's basically, it'll burn out, like a warts or skin cancers or these types of things. And
my husband has this big mole that they've removed it and it keeps coming back.
Oh, really? Okay. So yeah, let me find the website. It's called Alpha, or I think it's called herbhealers.com. Herbhealers.com. I think that's the website, but it's good to have on hand, you know, for, you know, any kind of situation like that. Yeah, it's called herbhealers.com.
Okay.
And it's called Bloodroot paste.
This one is called Bloodroot paste, but this is the one that's like, this is not the skin cancer one. This is the one more for like warts or any kind of skin condition. It's not as powerful as the skin cancer one. But okay. if you go online, you'll find YouTube videos about this Bloodroot and you'll see people, or it's called Black Salve as well. But people will talk about how it's toxic and they've injured themselves. And so just be aware. It's like MMS. There's a lot of fear campaign because it's so powerful, you know?
Oh yeah. I read
that too about glutathione because I was thinking of doing nebulizing glutathione and then it was off this, you know, then I got on this other site and was like, you know, don't do that. If you have asthma, you could kill yourself. And I'm like, oh my goodness, you know,
it's, right.
I don't like that.
You got to know this. They don't want you to cure yourself.
No, Big Pharma, they want to make sure you stay sick so they can still pay their representatives $200,000 a year to go out and sell drugs to the doctors. Because the doctors take one semester of pharmacology. They count on their pharmaceutical reps to tell them what to prescribe.
Isn't that
so sad?
Yeah, it's so sad.
I gotta run, you guys. I hate to leave, but I have to go.
No, I understand.
So nice to meet you, Tina.
Nice to meet you too.
Always good to see you, Justin. And I'm
thank you.
Connected. This has been great.
Yeah. No worries. I'll be. Let's see. Is tomorrow Friday?
Tomorrow's Friday.
Okay. Yeah. So I won't be on tomorrow because we have our show. But I'll be back next Monday, and I'll kind of pop in and out and see if anybody's on at different times. But
sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Jody. Have
thank
a great
you,
one.
Justin. For bye, Jody. Thank you for putting on that thing and attaching me to it so I can look about those lung things.
Oh, yeah, the video I did about the lungs?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely send that to you right when we're done. I'll put that in the forum, and I'll tag your name. Like, I'll do a little at sign.
Okay.
Your name, and you should hopefully get an email that I tagged you so that you can go right to it. So hopefully you'll see that.
That's so great, Justin. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure meeting with all of you today.
Oh, likewise. Yeah, and I'm on here. I try to come on Monday through Thursday at around 10 a.m., and I try to keep it to an hour because there's so much going on. But at 10 a.m. Pacific time. But I jump in at different times to see if anybody else is here. So the idea is for members to connect with each other and kind of make it a fun thing where we can support each other. So feel free to pop in anytime.
Okay. Thank you so much, Justin. You have a blessed afternoon.
Awesome. You too, Tina. Be well.
Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.